from KQED.
Scientists aren't the only ones who track what's happening in the natural world. Armies of amateur naturalists make all kinds of observations about the environment when they're outside. But professional researchers often have a tough time harnessing the work of these citizen scientists. As Gretchen Weber of our Climate Watch project explains, smartphones can help bridge the divide.
On a recent day out at Jasper Ridge, a nature preserve near the Stanford campus, a group of naturalists were out looking for signs of life.
Oh, you almost stepped on the what's-it.
Ah.
Our leader, Scott Laurie, a postdoctoral fellow at the Carnegie Institution, just had a close call with a mushroom.
So it's a fungus.
Puffball-y thing.
As it turns out, that's just the kind of find he's looking for.
I don't know what this mushroom is, but someone might.
Laurie stops, and then he does just what you'd expect a young Bay Area hiker to do when he sees something cool. He pulls out his iPhone.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a picture of this thing, and I'm just going to enter it as a puffball, because I don't know. And I'm going to upload it, and now it's on the website. It's on inaturalist.org.
Inaturalist.org is why we're out here. It's kind of like Facebook for nature geeks, a place online where people can share photos and field notes about what they've seen out on the trail. And now it's got its very own iPhone app, which automatically geotags the photos and makes sharing observations really easy. It takes just a few seconds, longer if you want to enter field notes. Once the photo's up on the iNaturalist site, any member of the online community can help you identify exactly what it is you've captured.
You don't even have to really know what you're looking at.
Kenichi Ueda is one of the creators of iNaturalist.
You can just be like, oh, sweet, a tree. There are trees in my yard. That's good to think about. Yeah, anyone can do it.
Underneath all the technology, the citizen science behind iNaturalist isn't new. The Audubon Society's Christmas Day bird count has been going on for more than a century and now has more than 60,000 participants each year. Other lesser-known projects have volunteers tracking frogs and mushrooms and roadkill. Like, for instance, last month I was out on a boat in the San Francisco Bay enduring wind, rain, and rough seas as part of an effort to photograph some extremely high tides.
As you can see, we're the only ones out here.
Jason Flanders is with the group San Francisco Baykeeper. Today he's trying to document what the bay shoreline may look like as sea levels rise in coming decades.
So if we don't take pictures of it, we're not going to get a clear understanding of the impacts to the shoreline.
What we see is fairly dramatic. Swells washing over the seawall, flooding San Francisco's Embarcadero, and waves creeping up to the parking lot at the beach just inside the Golden Gate Bridge. Later, we'll upload our photos to a website called the King Tide Photo Initiative, which aims to raise awareness about sea level rise.
Oh my God.
Back at Jasper Ridge, Laurie wants to take citizen science a step further.
One of the things that's most pressing about conservation is that species are going extinct about 1,000 times faster than they ever have before.
He says a tool like iNaturalist can not only raise awareness about the natural world, it can also help fuel serious science by providing valuable on-the-ground data for studying climate change.
So the scale of this problem is just incredible, and it's way too difficult for a handful of museums and graduate students to keep on top of.
Which is why we're out here at Jasper Ridge. Laurie is hoping to enlist a bunch of the preserve's docents in a pilot program that will use iNaturalist to map the biodiversity of the place.
What do we got here?
So this got earthworm.
Earthworms.
Worm.
One of the docents, Ross Bright, foresees some challenges ahead for the iPhone app.
I think the idea has a lot of merit. Whether it's workable and doable is the problem. My own personal perspective, most docents are not necessarily terribly literate in the high-tech gadgetry that is involved in this.
But those who catch on could potentially be doing a real service for science.
Well, it's a pretty cool place.
About 100 miles north of Stanford at Pepperwood Preserve in Sonoma County, Lisa McHaley's heading up another pilot project, similar to the one at Jasper Ridge. Volunteers will be using iNaturalist to map the biodiversity of the 3,000-acre preserve. Ultimately, McHaley hopes, the ecosystems of the entire Bay Area could be mapped this way.
We've always been seeking biological monitoring data to make better decisions in real time, but it's even more important now.
That data, she said, is the first step to understanding how to best preserve and manage lands in a changing environment.
Because climate change is happening, and it could have a very big effect on the distribution of species in the Bay Area.
What that effect is exactly will be hard to know without field data.
Applications such as iNaturalist are going to increase the biodiversity data that scientists have to work with.
Healy Hamilton studies the effects of climate change on biodiversity at the California Academy of Sciences.
Any help that we can get in observing what is happening in nature, where it is happening, and who it is happening to is going to help scientists understand the pace of how climate change is affecting species and ecosystems.
Apple approved and released the free iPhone app last week. A version for Android phones is in the works. For the California Report, I'm Gretchen Weber.